Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. So movies can make us laugh. If you're me, movies can make you cry, and most definitely will. Movies can make you think. Movies can also inspire us. The rest of this month, we are going to be in a series called Jesus Goes to the Movies, and you might be surprised how much inspiration you'll find in the movies. We're going to be preaching through this series, and each week there's going to be a different movie and a different theme that we think we find also in Scripture. But full disclosure, you should not take movie recommendations from me. I take my movies like I take my coffee. Basic. I like a very predictable beginning, middle, and end. I like characters that feel familiar to my own life, where I can put myself in their shoes. And I want every crisis wrapped up in a perfect little bow and delivered to me in a Hollywood ending. Is that so wrong? I want every movie experience to be like that. My husband does not, so we have a real hard time there. Maybe you're like me and you know what kind of movies you like, and so you stay in your lane. Or maybe you just love movies. You love everything about them, and so you see whatever comes out in theaters. Or maybe you hate movies, but you love your grandkids, and so you know every word to the latest Disney movie. We hope that wherever you are on this movie-going spectrum, that you'll have a little fun with us this month, and you'll go to the movies with us. We hope that you consider how the stories that inspire us in movies can remind us of the stories that inspire us in Scripture. So the movie that we're talking about today is the Disney movie Moana. Spoiler alert, all three movies are Disney movies. You can tell who Josh and I hang out with. Children. But we're talking about the movie Moana. Have you guys seen Moana? Anybody? I see a lot of parents. I see some grandparents. I see some people who just maybe like Disney movies. Like, you might just like Disney movies. Anyways, Moana is a great movie. It's fun for anyone. It tells the story of a young girl growing up on an island in ancient Polynesia, and she's the daughter of a village chief. But a great curse has come over the island, and everything's dying, and they're worried about how their village will support itself, how it will continue, and so it forces her to leave to find help to solve the problem of this curse, because she's given a call from the ocean, and she goes out on this journey. Because she had known the story of this curse for a long time. Since she was a little kid, she had learned the story of this curse and how it came about. So there was this demigod, his name is Maui, and he stole something that didn't belong to him, and he stole something from a goddess, and that brought about this curse all over the world and this curse that had come to their island. But one day, the legend told, someone would be chosen. Someone would be chosen to restore that thing that had been stolen, and it would bring peace to the world. And so thus begins our hero's journey. In typical Disney fashion, Moana is accompanied by an animal sidekick and really great show tunes, some of the catchiest music you'll find. Again, everyone should go see Moana. You can find it at the library. There's a moment, isn't there, in every hero's tale, where they're called out of anonymity and into infamy. Nobody is born a hero. Someone becomes a hero only after they've gone through something, only after they've made the choice to answer the call, even if the call was something they never asked for in the first place. Heroes are remembered for their bravery and their courage and their character after they've gone through something. The greatest stories in Scripture are no different. everybody God calls to be a part of building the kingdom of heaven on earth was a nobody until God made them somebody. Sarah thought she was too old to have a baby. Moses didn't think he had the right words to convince Pharaoh of anything. The prophet Jeremiah thought he was too young, and Mary didn't even know she was pregnant. We know these names and these stories because God had a purpose for each of them. God had a purpose for bringing these people out of anonymity and into infamy. The fishermen we read about today in Matthew's gospel are no different. Jesus calls out to these men who were fishing, to Simon called Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and they were nobodies. Fishing was a way to make a modest living. It was reliable, but it was nothing over the top. It was mostly a family business for folks. As you can see in the text, they were both working with their fathers. But after Jesus showed up, these men wouldn't be anonymous anymore. They wouldn't be nobodies anymore. They'd become the first disciples. That's how we learn about them in Scripture. They would go on to be a part of the most revolutionary thing God was doing on earth. And they got to see and experience it firsthand. But it's hard to feel like we know what God's calling us to do, right? In Scripture, we hear stories about visions and angels, and these fishermen had Jesus come right up to them and say, "Come, follow me." But it can be hard to find stories that sound like that in our own lives. But if you look through Scripture, all of the call narratives, that's what they're called when people, biblical students, study these things, it's called a call narrative, and it follows a familiar format. And God says, "Here, I've chosen you to do this thing." And somebody says, "You've got the wrong guy." And they go back and forth with God. It can feel like that sometimes, that there's always this doubt whether we're the right people after all. The same is true in Moana's story. If you've seen the movie, there's a lot of doubt. Her parents doubt whether she should leave the island. Maui, her partner in this adventure across the ocean, doubts whether she's capable. She's a kid. She taught herself how to sail. She might not be very good at sailing. And Moana doubts whether the ocean chose the right person after all. My favorite part of the movie is when she's out in the middle of the sea and it's at night and Maui has just left her and she's all alone with her chicken sidekick. She throws this stone back into the ocean and she's saying, "I give up. You chose wrong." But then the ocean, the character in the story that keeps calling her back to her true purpose and what she's meant to do, she has this moment of resurgence, of passion. I love that part in the movie, but I love that she gets to that moment of giving up, because I think if we're honest, we get to that moment of giving up in our lives. There's so much doubt built into being called, isn't there? Help me out. What would be some of the reasons that you feel unqualified to do a big thing for God? Anything. What would be some of the first reasons that you'd come up with for why you're unqualified? No experience, yes. What else? Too old, yes. Time. When am I going to do it? Anybody feel like they're ready to like quit their jobs and, you know, move to the mission field? How will I pay my bills, right? These same reactions, all of these feelings of being unqualified, they show up in Scripture time and time again. But not here. Not here in Matthew's gospel. Here, Jesus calls out to these men and says, "Come, follow me." And their response is immediate. Here, we don't see any doubt. We don't see any back and forth. "No, you've chosen the wrong person. I don't have the time. I don't know what I'm doing." You just have Jesus' words and people responding. Biblical scholars think that Matthew's gospel does this on purpose. If you look at the same story of the first disciples being called in all four of the Gospels, Matthew's Gospel and Mark's, they have the response of the fishermen immediate. Whereas in Luke's Gospel and John's Gospel, you know, you had the testimony of John the Baptist, and Jesus had healed some people already, so people knew about it. There'd be maybe a reason to follow Jesus. But Matthew's Gospel doesn't have any of that. Matthew's Gospel just has Jesus. It won't always be like this, and it won't necessarily be like this for everyone. But what I love about Matthew's version of this call story is that it can be like this. We can get a word from God so convincing, so convicting, so personal that our response is immediate. As a pastor, there's always a tension when talking to people about answering God's call because we're pastors, and so we answered a call in a big way, right? But that's not the only way to answer God's call. It's not the only way to take following Jesus seriously. When Pastor Josh was a youth pastor in Bloomington and I was an intern in that ministry, he used to say to our students, "My story ends and then I became a pastor. But your story doesn't have to end like that." But then I was an intern in his ministry and I went to become a pastor, so then I stole that line and I use it in my youth groups now. Your story doesn't have to end and then I became a pastor. Your story might end and then I became a nurse, or and then I became a third grade teacher, or and then I became a stay-at-home parent or a CEO. What we do in our actual Monday through Friday work weeks doesn't actually determine whether we've answered God's call. It's how we show up in that Monday through Friday life that does. It is who we have decided to follow in life every day that does. Look at the fishermen Jesus called. He saw what they were already doing, fishing. And he said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I will show you how to do that thing you're already doing, but I'll show you how to do it for the kingdom of God. I will show you how to use what you are good at, what you are passionate about, what you care about, and I will show you how to build the kingdom of God right where you are." You get to be a part of building the kingdom of God right where you are. Following Jesus is going to look different in each of our lives. Becoming a pastor, I promise, is not the only way to make following Jesus a serious, central part of your life. I had a youth leader in New Jersey that was involved in all of my programs. She was like the perfect church volunteer that just gave so much of herself. But she didn't realize that she also had all of these things that she was doing to serve kids and teenagers outside of the church, too. She was only focused on the part of her call to serve and come alongside teenagers that fit into this church model. But she was volunteering at the high school. She was working as a music theater director. She was blessing kids and building up the kingdom of God everywhere she was, not just at church. Sometimes we only pay attention to a very small part of our call. But like we said with the kids earlier, there's nothing too big or too small for God to do in your life to build up the kingdom of God. It might be your job that you do that is the answer to your calling, or it might be the way you serve your kids when they come home from school. It might be the ways that you fit volunteering and serving others into your whole life. Answering the call can be so much bigger, I think, than what we've led ourselves to believe. I don't know how far you'll go on this journey with God, but I do know one thing. I do know that the invitation is always there to come and follow Jesus. Jesus invites us to follow him before we have all the answers. Jesus invites us to follow him before we make all the right decisions. And as the disciples in Matthew's gospel remind us, Jesus invites us to follow him even before we know anything about him. And Jesus invites us to come to this table. Jesus invites us to come to this table to remind us who God is and how much God loves us. When we come to this table, we remember that we are a part of a much bigger story, but that when we come here, we get a little piece of that purpose and that renewal and that call to be a part of building up the kingdom of God wherever we are. Amen. Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.